On the 9-member Juneau Assembly, the mayor and two others are up for re-election. Mayor Merrill Sanford says he is seeking a second term.
With the budget coming down from the state of Alaska and our budget situation, it could be very interesting what we have to try to do to make our budget balance, for sure.
Sanford says he also wants to follow through with the city's economic development plan. For now, he's unopposed. District 1 Assemblyman Jesse Keel shot down rumors from a political blog that intimated he was running for mayor.
Nope, no plans to do that. I'm very happy serving in my current seat.
He won re-election to a second term on the Assembly unopposed last year. Incumbent District 1 Assemblyman Lauren Jones could not be reached for comment by press time. However, Jones filed a letter of intent in March to run again. The only other candidate to formally file so far is newcomer Jason Puckett, who had faced incumbent Jerry Nan Curvis in District 2.
I figured it was time, because we're going through a lot of changes right now, especially with, you know, tourist season is bigger and bigger every year. There's a lot of new businesses downtown. Economy isn't the best it's ever been. We import most of our workers from other places, as opposed to having people that live here have those jobs. So jobs are a big issue. Affordable housing is a big issue for me.
He also says he can help with the transition to legalize marijuana in Juneau. He says he lived in Colorado during the transition there and saw what worked and what didn't. Puckett has lived in Juneau for about 2 years. He's a GCI retail store manager, marshmallow entrepreneur, and has served in the U.S. Marine Corps. Jerry Nan Curvis could not be reached for comment. Three incumbents on the Juneau School Board are finishing their fourth term. Board President Phyllis Carlson says she hasn't decided if she'll run again.
I do have time, but I do have grandkids, and I do have things that my family would probably like me around for more, but I'm still also very passionate about our district and our public education system.
Destiny Sargent is also undecided. She cited concerns about caring for an elderly relative. The final incumbent, Andy Story, is seeking her fifth term. She's also finishing up a one-year term as president of the Association of Alaska School Boards.
We really need to have a good budget process and plan at the state level so we can plan, you know, effectively at the local level. And so I'm really committed to keep working on that. We've made some headway over the years.
Candidates for Juneau Assembly and Juneau School Board must collect at least 25 qualified voters' signatures and turn them into election officials by August 17th. Candidates also must file a letter of intent, a financial disclosure, and campaign finance paperwork with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Write-in candidates have until October 1st to file their paperwork. Assembly and school board members serve three-year terms. The mayor is paid $30,000 a year, and regular assembly members paid $6,000. School board members are paid a monthly stipend that amounts to $3,240 a year. To vote in Juneau's local elections on October 6th, you must be registered by September 6th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.